39HAY mobile. JP mobile 97. DLP, let's see. W9DLP, right here, KB9BSK, copy. W9DLP on LY. TWX. KC9TWX.
Kilo Echo 9, Bravo Bravo Charlie. What's up, Travis? I just hollered at you on the other. I wasn't paying attention to the screen to see which one it was on.
Well, what radio do you got that's got dual bands like that?
This is the ICOM, what is it, 2730?
That's not a bad radio for the price point. I've never owned one, but I've seen the price point on that. That's pretty spot on for what it needs to be.
Yeah, I put it in the, used to have it in the house, and I decided to put it in the Jeep. Put the radio under the seat and brought the base plate up with some double stick tape and slapped it on the dad.
Well, that works, and that definitely works. That's how I got the Yaesu FTM 300, and I got it mounted under the seat. Stacy's car though, I had to pull part of the dash apart and slide it under the dash, put the dash back together to find a spot to put that. She didn't have any space under the seat.
Wow, I just shoved it underneath the rider's seat and I didn't even lock it in place. It doesn't seem to be bouncing around or nothing, so I figured, what the heck.
I just put it on, I mounted the plate, the little board, and I just slide it under the seat. I've done that in the past couple of cars I've had, and that's worked out pretty well.
Roger, roger. We got another one coming in here. I think it's Mike, isn't it? It's Kilo Echo 9, Bravo, Bravo, Charlie. Mike, you there?
Sure, he's not on the other side.
No, because I think he heard us talking. You're right. I wasn't looking when he was talking, but I think he walked over the top of you. So, because I didn't hear your conversation on that part until he was done. It's that guy with the, I believe he has a breathing problem. I live by Walmart, and you guys help him out quite a bit.
10-9-OKA, yep, that's Mike. He's a good guy.
And if he's not here, he probably is on the other side because I hollered out my call sign for looking for you there. What are you up to tonight?
Well, we just left work, And now we're headed over to the church because, I don't know, my other half, I don't know, maybe I had something to do with it, I don't know. She, her story might be different than mine, but my other half likes to sing. So I think somebody opened their mouth and said, hey, you should join the chorus band. And so we're going over there so she can do that, then probably over to dinner.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, my son, the other repeater, holler at me. I think he's getting frustrated because I'm not answering him, like I'm ignoring him, but I'll have to jump over there and holler at him because I'm almost to my destination. You have a good night, Travis. Kilo Echo 9, Bravo, Bravo, Charlie, clear.
73, sir. We'll catch you later on KC9TWX.
KD9ZGJ. Sorry, I was on the phone with Connor when you called out.
What's up in the world of Connor?
No, just checking in on him and telling him to make sure that he has his sister's car back to him, back to her earlier tonight, and doesn't take his time in getting it back to her because she wants to go get Ethan and she doesn't want to have to go late at night because then she's got work early tomorrow, so just wanted to remind him to make sure he has it back early to her.
She's got stuff to do, people to see.
She's very important and popular.
The popular part that scares me.
Yeah, me too, a little bit. So that's a new toy that you have now to do every night?
Just for the weekend.
Was your O2 low when she measured it today?
It wasn't the doctor's office.
Gotcha. Okay. We'll talk about it later on. So, did you just leave work? Are you heading over there now?
I just left work. It was the respiratory therapist at work. I asked her a couple of questions, and she told me to take this home and wear it, and bring your SD card in on Tuesday. We'll read it.
See, it's the added perks of working there now. Look, you don't even have to go to your doctors anymore. Just talk to them about it.
Well, I just asked a question that if there would be any benefit to putting oxygen onto my CPAP machine.
Oxygen as in like a humidifier type thing?
No. Regular oxygen. I can get a special hose and connect it right to the CPAP. But she said if you're not having any oxygen problems, it wouldn't do anything.
So she gave you that to check to see what your oxygen levels are when you're sleeping there. Okay.
Is that okay? There he is. I have problems. I do. I run oxygen through my CPAP. Well, I should have a BiPAP, but sometimes my oxygen levels drop low and I don't get it. I'll end up in the 80s with that mask on. Well, I was just curious if it would help me sleep better or anything like that. She sent me home with the machine to watch my O2 levels, and we'll read it on Tuesday, and then she told me to bring my SD card in for my CPAP.
I need to go over there and talk to her myself. I know good and well my system's leaking. The mask at the tube.
I'm sure they're both good, but the one lady I just can't take too seriously.
Oh, I know there's two different ladies there. I've seen both of them, but it's been a while. I don't remember now.
The one lady's more pretty than she has common sense. me seriously, but she knows what she's talking about, but she's just prettier than she has common sense. It's just funny.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, and I'm pretty sure I seen her last time I was in there. I guess I jumped the gun a little bit. I thought I was ready for the supplies, but I wasn't quite ready at the time. I needed a couple of more weeks or a month or whatever before I qualified for new supplies.
Insurance only pays so much for those.
Oh, yeah. Well, that oxygen, that O2 device you put on your finger, I have two of them, and I use them every single day.
This one records everything, so she told me to do it for 2 nights, so I'll see what happens.
Oh, okay. I don't have one of those. I have just a portable. It's a solitary unit you just put on your finger. It's real small.
Maybe I should get my girlfriend to wear one when she sleeps, because she's been snoring kind of loud lately.
Duct tape works. And I'm okay. Shame on me.
Well, I wonder if the cat's got her tongue or somebody gave her a call. She was on the radio. Where'd you go, Stacy? She must have got a phone call. KC9CWX.
Well, she's been quiet for a while, so I threw the duct tape in there to see if I get a response out of her.
And I gotta get off these roads. There's a lot of goofy drivers today.
Yeah, you have to deal with it all day long. I went to Al's Thrifty Mart and Walmart about 3 o'clock. And I had trouble finding a parking place, but the roads weren't too bad.
Usually between about 10 and 2 o'clock, things are pretty quiet. It's after that, and the roads start getting pretty busy.
Yeah, I have no idea what that device is they gave me where it records it. Like I say, I have a little manual thing that I just... You get one reading, and then you take it off and set it, put her to the side, but... Those things are about $35.
I don't know. It's an oximeter is what it is, but it's a fancy one. It's a lot bigger than the one that I'm sure you got. Yours is just the size that just fits right over your finger. This one's got that thing that goes over your finger, but it's got a wire that goes to a bigger device.
Well, there's no doubt I have to make the trip over to Alex next week sometime and take my BiPAP with me, because I'm waking up in the middle of the night and checking my O2 levels, and they're in the 80s, 85, 88. I don't know what's going on there, but I have to wear the thing 4 hours a night for 21 nights out of a month for my insurance to pay for it. And I haven't felt good the last couple nights, so I haven't even wore it. Do you get anything good out of wearing a CPAP at night?
I get a really good sleep. Without the CPAP, I wake up 100 times.
I'm waking up 100 times with a BiPAP and about have to peel my tongue off the roof of my mouth. My mouth's so dry.
Do you use a humidifier?
I sure do. I ran distilled water the other day, so I ran it all night without water, but that was one thing I got at Walmart when I went there, I got distilled water. But, something's wrong here, because I'm waking up all the time using it.
Take your SD card out of there and take it into the store, they'll figure out what's going on.
Well, I'm going to take the whole 9 yards with me. Let them see what I'm talking about. I think it's leaking. I don't think it should be leaking.
Do you own that machine or do you rent it?
Yeah, I'm almost on a year now that I've been renting it. I don't know when I'll end up owning it. But, I don't know. I don't know how long I have to rent it before it's mine then. Yeah, when I had my heart surgery, which was a year ago, August 9th, when before they released me, they hooked me up with a company out of Maryville, and when I had problems, I had to drive to Maryville, and I didn't like that at all, so I got rid of that company and went back with Alex. The only thing was that I lost, I was on a non-intrusive ventilator at the time, and I had to take a notch down to the BiPAP, but I need to talk to them about that too, if I can get back on that ventilator again sometime.
That'd be a question probably for your doctor. Anyways, I'm vaccinated, sir, so I'm going to say 73. We'll catch you here in a little bit. 89 CW, clear.
What about my supplies?